This is the Texas Standard.
COVID-19 is almost certain to have an impact on the election, and many predict mayhem in the counting process. But the pandemic is already wreaking havoc on businesses large and small in Texas. While doctors have been critical in the fight against COVID-19, many Texas doctors, especially primary care providers, worry they may not survive economically. Now a group of them is calling for a primary care Marshall Plan, echoing the name given to the U.S. government's effort to help Europe recover in the aftermath of World War II. Tom Banning is CEO of the Texas Academy of Family Physicians. Tom, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Well, thank you for having me.
Before we get into this Marshall Plan idea, tell us a little bit about the financial situation for family practice doctors in Texas. Since the pandemic began, we've been hearing about how doctors and hospitals have been losing a lot of money, but specifically the situation on the ground for family medicine practitioners, what's it like?
It's been tough. You know, physicians, much like other small businesses, patient visits and patient volumes really dried up at the beginning of the pandemic in March and April. Practices saw a drop off in patient visits of, you know, around 50 to 70%. Now, some of those practices were able to pivot to offer telemedicine or virtual services, but it didn't make up for the loss in volume.
70% a drop off in business. That's surprising, especially given the demand for testing and other things. But I want to go back to the Marshall Plan concept. Could you take us through some of the points of the proposal?
Sure. One of the biggest issues that COVID-19 really exposed about our healthcare system is the way in which we pay for services has some perverse incentives. We're currently on what's known as a fee-for-service model, which doctors get paid more for doing high-cost, low-value services as opposed to with the buckets that primary care falls into that are generally thought of as low-cost, high-value services. So they're paid on patient visits, you know, churn, getting patients in and out of the door. They're not paid on keeping patients healthy and avoiding higher cost problems down the road. And, you know, when the volume fell off 70%, it just exposed that that problem that we've been dealing with for frankly, a long time now.
So what would this plan do, though? What would the Marshall Plan, you're describing it, do?
For about a decade, we have been testing alternative payment models for paying for physician services. That's manifested in things like accountable care organizations or episodes of care or bundled payments. Really, what we're proposing is to step back and look at how primary care is paid and begin to transition away from fee-for-service and look at prospective payment or primary care capitation, where primary care physicians would be paid a set amount of money per patient per month, like you do for a Netflix subscription. It frees up the physicians from having to come up with a billable event where they can spend time and resources on the care that the patient needs, as opposed to, again, trying to generate revenue.
This sounds like what you're proposing is a very long-term strategy, something that would require legislation, not an airlift. Just how much of an emergency is this?
I think over the next 2 years, you're going to see a mass consolidation in the physician market. They will either join larger groups, they'll join health systems, they'll be bought by private equity. It's going to be very difficult for, you know, small independent practices to survive. The thing about healthcare is that you know, nothing has ever happened quickly, whether that's clinical interventions. You know, when you think about after a heart attack, you're supposed to take baby aspirin. It's well known. It took 16 years for that to happen. You know, the Marshall Plan, if you look historically, that actually happened 5 years, or I believe it was 3 years, after World War II ended. Mm-hmm. Looking beyond the pandemic, you know, we're fighting really two fronts, right? We're still dealing with the first wave of the disease now. What the Marshall Plan envisions is, you know, looking beyond COVID-19 and how we restructure our healthcare system that has plagued us for a long time. But you can't change 20% of the economy, which is tied to healthcare, overnight.
Tom Banning is CEO of the Texas Academy of Family Physicians, a trade group representing family doctors in the state. Tom, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.